Hi, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com, and it has been on my heart to do some shows to help you tap into your intuition. What I know for sure is you are going to need your intuition like never before as we move into the rest of this year. And so these shows, we got a chunk of them for you, are designed to help you learn how to really consistently tune into yourself and gain insight. If you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams using spiritual principles. If you are ready to go to the next level, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You can book a single session, or you can do the up-level intuitive coaching package. Let's talk about spirit guides. You probably hear me often on this program say, my spirit guides, my spirit guides, my spirit guides. So let's talk about spirit guides. First and foremost, everyone has spirit guides. And you can pick and choose the type of relationship you want to have with these guides. Meaning you can totally talk to them or not talk to them. You get to decide the role they play in your life. The only mission of your spirit guides is to help you move through your life with grace and to assist you with fulfilling your divine purpose and soul contracts for this lifetime. Basically, why'd you show up? And if you're not sure why you showed up, if you start tuning into yourself, you're going to get the answer. So why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here? What did I come to learn? What is the primary theme of this lifetime for me? If you start to tune in, put your hand over your heart, and just start asking yourself those questions without intensity and without needing to know, so to speak, if you just are willing to allow it to come forward and just observe the answer you'll receive, you'll get very clear guidance about what your purpose is and what contracts, soul contracts, you have. That's the best way I can describe it to you, is that you'll just know. So your spirit guides are here in your life to help you do that. Spirit guides are always light-based energy, meaning you're not going to have some janky demon that's on your spirit guide team. They are good spirits, and they work for your greater good. A real spirit guide is not evil or bad and will never ask you to do something that would harm you. Spirit guides are high vibrational beings, high energy. So when you tune into a spirit guide or receive guidance for a spirit guide initially as you're adjusting to their frequency, you're going to have to raise up too, meaning you're going to have to shift your perception. You're going to have to start operating in a slightly different vibrational state. It's kind of like an enlightenment, but it's not really full on enlightenment. It's just by calling them in and deciding that you're going to have a relationship with them, you are activating a higher level of faith in your life. So you're going to have to be a little more high vibrational. Spirit guides exist above the human condition and possess a high level of consciousness. Now, there are so many schools of thoughts about spirit guides and what level of consciousness they have. And I wouldn't get too caught up in that. If you're into it, be into it. But on the basic level, I would say your spirit guide gets you and is going to give you guidance and wisdom that supports you at the level that you are at. And your spirit guides are going to communicate with you via your intuition, using all of your intuitive sensing. So it might be in signs and symbols. It might be in conversation, meaning you hear something in your mind's eye. It might be in words. It might be meaning the word will flash in your mind. It might be in the way you feel. And you can always ask them for clarity. Like if you feel like your spirit guides are giving you a message and you're just not seeing it totally, you just ask, say, hey, I need some clarity on that. And they'll provide it for you. Some spirit guides may be highly ascended masters, such as a Jesus, and others might be your average spirit who just happens to be a master in a certain area, money, relationship, career, health, etc. They may appear to be male or female. And my spirit guides are saying, or non-binary. And though in reality, they're just energy. They may be spirits who have a physical incarnation, meaning they have been on the planet before, or they might have never taken physical form. Now, with that being said, if you have spirit guides who've never taken physical form, you might, they may not always, and this is, Teal Swan talks about this, like, depending on the dimension that they're from, they might not fully grasp the human condition. But again, just remember that your spirit guides are here to serve you. And so they're going to do their best to give you the information that you most need. But I'll put a little asterisk and say, some spirit guides who have not taken human form may not always understand that a piece of wisdom that makes so much sense to them is a bit distorted in the human mind, right? Because we have things, right? We have a perspective on life that's very different than a spiritual guide that can never die, who's never been in a human body and gets to just be in the highest vibration all the time. So just keep that in mind, and you'll know. Like, it's interesting. Where I'm taking these notes from is a course I taught some years back. And what I know to be true about my own spirit guides is, and granted, I know my perspective is a little skewed because I do this for a living, and you know, I spend a lot of time with them. They've definitely transformed, and receiving information is so much easier than ever before for me. But, you know, even they're saying to me, just tell them they just need to practice talking to us. So practice. The more you ask, the clearer and clearer the messages will be. The more receptive you are, meaning you take what they give you and you act on it, the easier and easier it will be to connect with them. So kind of doesn't matter if they've taken physical form or not. All the information you receive is going to be for your highest and greatest good. Sometimes they can be a deceased loved one, but not usually. Deceased loved ones, I think of as like humans, right? Like they're just on the other side. So they may not be at the high vibrational state of a spirit guide, though there are humans who ascend. And so you could very much have a spirit guide that is a deceased loved one. If you have a guide that is a deceased loved one, it's because they have achieved spiritual enlightenment and they are a highly evolved soul. In other words, they have metaphorically earned their wings. Your guides are totally devoted to your energy. They know you. They know your humanly strengths and weaknesses. And most importantly, they know why you decided to be human in this lifetime. And they remind you of that, right? That purpose, those soul contracts. And they want what's best for you. Spirit guides always want what's best for you. Spirit guides communicate with you through your psychic senses. And this may also show up as repetitive signs and symbols, flashes of insight, feelings. Repetitive messages, right? If you keep getting something over and over, or you keep getting the sense that, oh gosh, I got to do that thing. I got to do that thing. I got to do that thing. If you step out of that for a moment, you're going to realize like, oh, that energy feels higher than my own. It doesn't feel critical. It doesn't feel like it's chastising me, right? Our egos chastise us when we're maybe procrastinating on something or delaying doing something. But our spirit guides will just keep nudging us. And it's a kind, loving, very matter-of-fact energy. Spirit guides often orchestrate events so that you can so that you can achieve a desired result. Now, it's not like they completely puppet master the situation, but they can definitely move some energy around on the earth plane. They have some power in that way. Spirit guides will never interfere or intervene in your life without your permission, meaning you're hearing this show, and unless you consciously call them in and ask for their guidance, they're not going to suddenly, pow, show up in your life, right? And even people who are like, yeah, being came to me, you've probably heard those stories if you've been around the metaphysical space for a while. On some level, that person was asking for that wisdom, for those guides to come forward. So to tune into your spirit guides for support, number one, I want you to practice having quiet time regularly. And that can come in a lot of forms. It could be while you're in the shower. It can be a formal meditation. It can be in your exercise time. It can be when you're maybe listening to music and doing chores. It's a quiet within you. It means you quiet the noise and you are open and receptive to receiving guidance. I would strongly recommend that you pray for protection so that you are only calling in the highest vibrational beings and you are only channeling information that is for your highest and greatest good. And then you just speak to them out loud or in your mind. You ask them a specific question or request, and then you look for repetitive signs and symbols. And if you ever want to meet up with your spirit guides, you can do a meditation where you see yourself in your chosen sanctuary, whatever that is, your sacred space. Mine for years and years and years used to be this gorgeous condo I saw at an open house in San Francisco. I mean, it was just so beautiful. And so that would be the sacred space where I'd go and meet up with my spirit guides. We'd have tea or coffee and talk, right? But you get to envision wherever you meet your spirit guides and what your sanctuary looks like. Do you have to do it that way? No. Like, I'm now at a place in my life where I don't necessarily have to go to sanctuary to communicate with my spirit guides. And as I'm giving examples from my own life, they're the same team, but there's my spirit guides that when we're in professional mode, that's a completely different dynamic. I'm talking more about the professional relation. I'm sorry, I'm talking about the personal relationship that you have with your spirit guides. So don't think you need to be a professional psychic to have a relationship with them. And I will acknowledge that I have two types of relationships with them. One is that professional relationship. And that is so clean, like butter, smooth, come in. I just receive guidance and it's wonderful. But for me, I have to do a little bit more work around it to really understand and receive that information from my spirit guides. And when I say a little bit more work around it, meaning I have to, in the same way I can remove myself from a session with a client, I have to consciously work to remove my fears and my ego out so I can talk to them and get clear guidance. But sometimes I am in my fear and I'll just be like, hey, spirit guides, this is what I'm going through. And it is a safe space for me to share and shift energy and look at things differently. Now, when relating to your spirit guide team and your intuition as a whole, you need to let go of the need to control the outcome. Let them show up for you in the way that best works for you. Keep in mind that what you think is your best may not be what's for your highest and greatest good. So your spirit guides are always going to meet you where you're at, but remember, they're high vibrational. So they're not going to lower their energy to jump in the mess with you, right? And even if you are in a state of chaos and you're feeling turned around and upside down, they're still there to comfort you, but the messages will be very short and crisp and clean. They're not going to give you a long little thing that you're really not even in a state to process. They're just going to give you little nuggets. And then pay attention to synchronicities. I think synchronicities are part of the way in which they orchestrate situations unfolding in your life. Synchronicities are meaningful coincidences. Journaling can also help you connect to your spirit guides. You can ask your guides to come forward and then write down what comes to mind, and just don't censor or judge it as you write. Say a prayer and just, you know, an automatic writing style receiving of information, and it's almost like let the pen move on its own. You can ask your spirit guides their names. I will be honest with you, at this point in my journey, I don't really call my spirit guides by any type of name. I say spirit guides. But you can ask them their names, and you know, so there's some metaphysical teachers out there who will say you have like up to a certain amount of spirit guides. I know it's a collective for me, and I'm quite certain that most people have a collective, though there was a time when I needed that collective to just kind of be one energy. And so even though I knew there were multiple, I had to receive them almost in one energy with one distinct voice. And now it's a little more involved because I wanted it to be that way, right? You can write your spirit guides letters, which are also like prayers, and they will give you signs and symbols in response to it, meaning things will show up. You know, somebody will tell you something multiple times, repetitive messages. You may have guides for specific areas of your life, so call on them specifically. So you may have one that's over your finances, and you may have one that's over your health, and you may have one that's over your relationships, and you can call on them individually. So my relationship spirit guide, tell me what's going on here. Or, but you don't have to. You don't have to divide them up. There is no right or wrong way to connect with your guides. Just do it with an open heart and pray beforehand. I will say that, because we always want to call in high vibrational energy. And if you set the intention to do so, you won't call in lower vibrational energy. And that is my message on spirit guides. It's pretty simple in my world. I get that there might be somebody out there that's like, Amy, that did not, I don't know. And then it may not be the right time for you to call in spirit guides. You don't have to call them in. They're always going to be giving you intuitive messages without you having to identify them or claim them. They're here to support your human experience. And so if nothing else, just be willing to thank them from time to time for guiding you and taking you on this journey, and you knowing that they even exist, like that knowing. You can thank them and say, hey, thank you for calling my attention to the fact that spirit guides do exist, and I have a relationship with them, with you. Yeah. So thank them. Thank them. They love gratitude. Let me tune in to my spirit guides and see if there's anything else. And I said, nope, you covered it. Yeah. So spirit guides, it's pretty simple. Don't make it complicated. If you do a lot of research on it, you're going to find that there are teachers that overcomplicate it. I think just if you want guides, call them in. If you want them to have names, give them names. And if you want your guides to just continue to watch over you, because they always are, and just give you an intuitive information as you need it, that works too. So you can't do it wrong. You can't do it wrong. You can't do it wrong. Pray beforehand. Call in the highest vibrational energy. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, again, I would love to support you. My spirit guides would love to support you. They're pretty amazing. Some of the wisdom that has been coming forward this year has been so good. They are so good. I am so grateful for them. And I would love to share them with you. They are a part of my life, largely in part of my choice to do this work. So I would love to support you in making your dreams a reality. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe, because you will get notification every time a new show is added. If you like this program and you would like to get intuitive information from me on a regular basis, or intuitive messages, I should say, Wednesdays and Saturdays, generally, I send out an email with an intuitive message for everybody that opens my emails. And so you can sign up for my newsletter, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. On the front page, drop your email in and you will get these messages. You can use them to really move you forward. While I receive the messages, I also create them in a way in which you can use them as a personal development and spiritual growth tool. Okay, I think I'm done. Take care of yourselves. Thank you for listening.